Chapter 15. My mother legendarily said there were three people in her marriage, but her maths was off. She left Willie and me out of the equation. We didn't understand what was going on with her and Pa, certainly, but we intuited enough. We sensed the presence of the other woman because we suffered the downstream effects. Willie long harbored suspicions about the other woman, which confused him, tormented him. And when those suspicions were confirmed, he felt tremendous guilt for having done nothing, said nothing, sooner. I was too young, I think, to have suspicions, but I couldn't help but feel the lack of stability, the lack of warmth and love in our home. Now, with Mummy missing, the math swung hard in Pa's favour. He was free to see the other woman, openly, as often as he liked. But seeing wasn't sufficient. Pa wanted to be public about it. He wanted to be above board. And the first step towards that aim was to bring the boys into the fold. Willie went first. He'd bumped into the other woman once at the palace, but now he was formally summoned from Eton for a high-stakes private meeting. At Highgrove, I think. Over tea, I believe. It went well, I gathered from Willie later, though he didn't go into details. He merely gave me the impression that the other woman, Camilla, had made an effort, which he appreciated, and that was all he cared to say. My turn came next. I told myself, no big deal. Just like getting an injection. Close your eyes, over before you know it. I have a dim recollection of Camilla being just as calm, or bored, as me. Neither of us much fretted about the other's opinion. She wasn't my mother, and I wasn't her biggest hurdle. In other words, I wasn't the heir. This bit with me was mere formality. I wonder what we found to talk about. Horses, probably. Camilla loved them, and I knew how to ride. Hard to think of any other subject we might have scrounged up. I recall wondering, right before the tea, if she'd be mean to me. If she'd be like all the wicked stepmothers in storybooks. But she wasn't. Like Willie, I did feel real gratitude for that. At last, with these strained Camilla summits behind us, there was a final conference with Pa. So, what do you boys think? We thought he should be happy. Yes, Camilla had played a pivotal role in the unravelling of our parents' marriage. And yes, that meant she'd played a role in our mother's disappearance. But we understood that she'd been trapped, like everyone else, in the riptide of events. We didn't blame her, and in fact, we'd gladly forgive her if she could make Paul happy. We could see that, like us, he wasn't. We recognised the vacant looks, the empty sighs, the frustration always visible on his face. We couldn't be absolutely sure, because Paul didn't talk about his feelings, but we'd pieced together, through the years, a fairly accurate portrait of him, based on little things he'd let slip. For instance, Pa confessed around this time that he'd been persecuted as a boy. Granny and Grandpa, to toughen him up, had shipped him off to Gordonston, a boarding school where he was horrendously bullied. The most likely victims of Gordonston bullies, he said, were creative types, sensitive types, bookish types. In other words, Pa. His finest qualities were bait for the toughs. I remember him murmuring ominously, "I nearly didn't survive." How had he? Head down, clutching his teddy bear, which he still owned years later. Teddy went everywhere with Pa. It was a pitiful object, with broken arms and dangly threads, holes patched up here and there. It looked, I imagined, like Pa might have after the bullies had finished with him. Teddy expressed eloquently, better than Pa ever could, the essential loneliness of his childhood. Willie and I agreed that Pa deserved better. Apologies to Teddy, Pa deserved a proper companion. That was why, when asked, Willie and I promised Pa that we'd welcome Camilla into the family. The only thing we asked in return was that he not marry her. "You don't need to remarry," we pleaded. "A wedding would cause controversy. It would incite the press. It would make the whole country, the whole world, talk about Mummy. Compare Mummy and Camilla, and nobody wanted that. Least of all Camilla." "We support you," we said. "We endorse Camilla," we said. "Just please don't marry her. Just be together, Pa." He didn't answer. But she answered, straight away. Shortly after our private summits with her, she began to play the long game, a campaign aimed at marriage and eventually the crown. With Pa's blessing, we presumed. Stories began to appear everywhere, in all the papers, about her private conversation with Willie, stories that contained pinpoint accurate details, none of which had come from Willie, of course. They could only have been leaked by the one other person present. And the leaking had obviously been abetted by the new spin doctor Camilla had talked Pa into hiring.